There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
And it is time for Advanced Medicine Monday. It's that time again, and I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe this is the first time ever I have started off Advanced Medicine Monday myself. I'm honored to do this. Welcome to the show, Dr. Batar.
I think you've done it before once. I know because there was a couple times that Robert wasn't on the show, and once or twice Ty stepped in, but I thought you and I did the show once the first year. Like, I know it's about 4 or 5 years ago. So
we managed. So it's long overdue. Then I guess we could look at it that way. But you know, I'm glad that today is Advanced Medicine Monday because there are a couple of stories in the news cycle that are making me wonder what is in the water in North Carolina. There's some interesting things going on, and you know, just coincidentally, you're able to comment on them. One of the big things here, and I think you had a chance to look at this. North Carolina actually came up with their version of California's SB 277. And this bill was prepared to mandate vaccinations on kids, including homeschoolers, and it even went as far as mandating vaccines on adults as well. And guess what? You know, North Carolina did what California couldn't do. There was a big public outcry, and the legislators in North Carolina decided to scrap it. So victory in North Carolina, no vaccine mandate.
Yeah, and you know, the funny thing is that I wasn't even both these stories that we can cover today with North Carolina. I did not submit them, even though I'm in North Carolina. And interestingly enough, I wasn't even aware that there was a pending bill. But that's again, you know, goes to show that I really, really focus in on the things that I want to focus in on. So where attention goes, energy flows. And I don't watch the news. I don't listen to this kind of stuff. So I'm grateful
that totally makes sense. And I mean, listen, a guy like me who is in the news cycle 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, I did not realize that it was there. And the reason why, I think one of the reasons why, is everybody heard about SB 277. Why? Because you had the huge monumental outbreak that was going to, everybody was going to die, and parents, you know, adults, you know, hated children if they didn't get their kids vaccinated and wanted other kids to die. You know, it had a big build up. There's a big setup for SB 277 in California, where in North Carolina, I think they were just trying to ride the, you know, ride the wave, right? You know, okay, well, California did it, so we should be able to do it too, and I'm sure it'll be no problem. Lo and behold, Carolinians.
Yeah,
they said no, and so this bill, the name of this bill, you can look it up yourself, and we've got it linked in the notes. SB 346 was patterned very closely and basically copied what SB 277 did. And I mean, let's see. I think it even said here the religious exemption. It would have taken the religious exemptions, all of the philosophical, gone, and would have been medical only. And like I said, we can all cheer for the bill that we didn't even know existed, but it is not going to exist now because they said no.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
That
so what's
is
the
good.
Next story?
And the next story, now get this. This one's interesting. We're cheering over here on this side of the room, but now we have to kind of subdue that a little bit because in North Carolina, they are trying to push a bill that is going to basically eliminate free speech, and it's going to stand in the way and prohibit the sharing of nutritional information for, get this, sick children. What?
Yeah, so this is this must be the Dietitian Association, right? They're trying to get control over what can be said.
Yes, now, I seem to recall the dietetics nutrition people in North Carolina have a bit of a history of kind of being a little shysty, don't they?
I think they got.
I said it, not you.
What's that?
We've heard about the dietitians and the nutritionists in North Carolina before. One thing in particular I recall was there was a blogger named Steve Cooksey that got into it with some people because he was making claims on his website about the paleo diet and the things that were happening to him as a result of changing his diet and lifestyle. And he ended up having to go head-to-head with them. We had him on the show when this happened. You remember that, Dr. Pitar?
Yeah, of course.
And so basically, North Carolina, and I love the big headline here. It says, North Carolina is obsessed with trying to control how people live. And basically, that's what would happen in here. In this case, the dietitians are attempting to restrict what North Carolinians say about food and medicine. And basically, I guess you can't say what's in it. You can't even quote scientific research to try and back up any claims about what is in food or what it can do. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it's just professional posturing to try to control their limited fiefdom, and they want to extend their fiefdom because people are not satisfied with what those that are controlling the fiefdom are doing. So they look at other options and they look outside of the box and they start looking at other ways of doing things, and they get on the internet, and with the advent of the internet and with access to so much information, people start doing different things. So the dietitians, just like pretty much like, you know, a miniature version of the medical conglomerate, they're trying to maintain their own little control, what little bit they have, and it's an absurd thing. I have no idea whether it would work or not, but, you know, the thing is, nobody is going to take this seriously anyway. I mean, for example, I have said it publicly that the Dietitian Association, the North Carolina, whatever the name of the group is, I think it's the North Carolina Board of Dietitians or North Carolina Board of Nutrition or something like that.
Right.
They try to get the North Carolina Integrative Medical Society. When I was the president for that organization for 3 terms, so it was 6 years, from I think 2001 to 2007 or 2000 to 2006 is what it was. And, you know, every time that they came to us and they wanted us to support them, they were going to promise us this and that and support, we basically looked at them and said, thank you, but no thank you. We didn't want to really associate with them or with anybody. Like, a lot of the naturopathic organizations came in and they wanted, there's a group that's gotten training formally and there's a group that hasn't gotten training formally, and there's a fight between those two groups of who can be labeled as a naturopath.
And right. So who's got the better degree, right?
Yeah, exactly. And so we never, you know, associated with either group. We said that we believe that whatever your fight is among yourselves, but we're not going to take one stance or the other stance, because our issue was not who you can call a naturopath or not. We really don't care. Our issue was due process for physicians, and also that the patient has the right to make a decision. Which basically, if you say the patient has the right to make the decision, then that takes away the power from the dietitians, from the naturopaths, from the doctors, from everybody, because it's not the patient's choice.
Yeah, well, you know, and by not giving them that power, I think I think that's what this is all about, is having that power. Is, you know, exactly. Is having that status, having that control, and how dare somebody, tread on them and, you know, that territory that they've staked claim to. You know, it's interesting. They point out a couple of things here in this article about North Carolina. I guess raw milk is still illegal in North Carolina.
It is.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it appears that they're really trying to keep, you know, a tight grip on, you know, the laws and the rights that people have there. We just mentioned the vaccine law that they tried to pass. But I love they kind of juxtapose that to the fact that this is a state, the same, I guess... They've got an issue with the Confederate flag in North Carolina as well, and with the thing that happened recently with that.
Yep, I read about that.
You've got that going on, and even another thing they point out here, apparently in North Carolina, altering your gender and expecting free health care is now considered normal.
that is pretty funny. And I like this.
I just heard a laugh. There's somebody snuck into the room. Who's
yes, there? Come back with my show, Super Don. Thanks for covering for me. Hey, Dr. Bitar.
Hey, how are you, Robert?
Good. I just went to see my daughter real quick. I had to dart out. She was in an Edwina Sullivan 50s revival show or whatever, just doing silly stuff, but it was fun. So thanks for indulging me and carrying on with the show.
Well, I was just going to say this. There's a very interesting part in this article. It talks about, I'm not sure who said it, whether it's guy Wolf, but anyway, the comment is dietetics,
yes,
as is currently practiced, is an appalling failure, which is absolutely correct. I agree with that statement. An auto mechanic who understands the rudiments of ancestral health is more valuable to our populace than 10,000 registered dietitians who promulgate the same tired crap. And that's I completely agree with that statement, too, because I have never yet, and I'm saying this publicly, I apologize if I offend any dietitians out there, but I really don't care, because I have not yet met a dietitian who has ever said anything different than the same garbage that I've heard over and over again.
Paid for by PepsiCo and Monsanto and Coca-Cola. And, you know, aspartame is good for you. That's what they say. That's why we don't hold a lot of praise or respect for the dietetics community. Now, those who have outgrown their training, like some of the doctors as well, who have outgrown their training are doing the right thing. You know who you are.
I'm glad you brought that up, Robert, because there are some that are good. You're right.
Yeah. So we're going to be back. More Advanced Medicine with Dr. Bitar after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hundreds of hours of advanced medicine available to you in an instant. If you go to medicalrewind.com, easiest access point for Dr. Bittar and I, and each week we get together here on Natural News Radio and our syndicator, GCN, heard around the world on UK Health Radio as well as Epic Times. We appreciate you being here. And Super Don, thanks again for carrying on while I had to dart out and watch my daughter in a little 50s kind of Ed Sullivan show, which was kind of fun. Just a
Did you
nice.
Take pictures?
I think I took a little video. They did Splish Splash, and they did somebody did the plate spinning. She was Lucy. You remember Lucy, the Lucy Ball show or whatever it's called? Lucy Arnett? Lucille Ball, yeah. Ah. Where, remember that scene with the chocolates that rolled down the conveyor belt?
In the candy factory, absolutely.
Yeah, and that's a classic, and they kind of reproduced that. She was the Lucy. It was very funny. So I don't know, Dr. Bittar, if you ever saw Lucy Old Ball or anything back then.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid seeing it on, but that's about it, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't know if the dietetics board would probably approve of the chocolate that Lucille Ball was stuffing her face with, where the nutritionist would be going, wait, make sure it's raw and organic, something that dietitians
dark.
Are never...
Raw,
yeah,
dark.
And dark, yes, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting that natural news story that Ethan Huff wrote on the dietitians, it's HB-796, and it's in play in North Carolina. They're successful at beating back the religious violation of religious freedom on the vaccine issue in North Carolina. But the dietitian still, after they went after Steve Cooksey, the diabetes warrior, is that what he was called, Super Don? Diabetes warrior?
That is his moniker.
He reversed diabetes via diet nutrition. He went on and put a website on, and the dietetics board threatened him with, you know, practicing dietetics without a license. They said, change your website. They X'd everything out, and he stood grounds on First Amendment, and I think he beat them back, but they're not giving up on this. And they don't want anybody to talk to anybody about nutrition unless they're a licensed dietitian. Again, the monopoly of lunacy, these dietetics, dietitians.
Yeah, it is more than lunacy. It actually is, lunacy would indicate that there's something unstable there, a talk or short of a combination platter. But this again comes back to that thing we talked about before, the difference between black and white, good and evil. Mm-hmm. I mean, there, if you start telling people, you start expecting people not to give a recommendation for nutrition to somebody, mm-hmm. What is next? I mean, there is nothing else. This comes back to Thomas Jefferson's quote, when you allow people to dictate, or government to dictate the foods that you put in your mouth and the medicines put into their bodies, you'll soon be in the same sorry state as those who live under tyranny. And this is exactly what he was talking about.
Yeah. You look at hospitals, you know why they serve Jell-O? Thanks to dietitians.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you don't have to say a whole heck of a lot more than that, but yeah.
I mean, it's true. That's truly accurate. You don't need to say much more, because the American Diabetic Association diet that is endorsed by dietitians. The the Food and Drug Administration recommended daily allowances of nutrients. I mean, it's just pathetically inadequate, and it just lacks any ingenuity, any efficacy, lacks any validity whatsoever. It's probably the worst thing. I mean, it would be, I don't want to get in my rampage over here, but I almost feel like saying that it's like recommending somebody to go eat sawdust.
Yeah. I wonder if they know that aspartame is toxic. We've got a story about that in a little bit we'll cover with you. Also, that anxiety and depression may be related to stress-induced changes to gut bacteria. I wonder if you brought up probiotics with a dietitian, what they would say. I mean, I just don't know what their training is in that, because, again, they're funded by a lot of these large agribusiness conglomerates, including PepsiCo and M&M Mars and all of these basically candy and sugared manufactured food companies.
Yeah, that's one of the things. You know, if they don't understand the importance of probiotics, fine. You can maybe let that one slide, because now you're talking about balancing in the gut, and that's nothing about necessarily food, because you could be taking in other things that could throw off that balance. But certainly the aspartame aspect, it goes right to the heart of the matter. And there's so many things that if dietitians really had any training, they would be outlawing foods such as low fat, for example.
Right.
The low fat, they're always high in sugar, and it's just, you know, terribly bad for the human system, mm-hmm. or for any system. But, you know, right. You never hear them talking about trying to pass a bill to outlaw those type of things.
No, and if you're a dietitian, if you have one, think again, but ask them what they think about a low-fat diet. If they think, oh, yeah, it's the best thing ever, run. Find another somebody to talk to about nutrition. Maybe your kid might know more than them. As that article said, a mechanic who knows about ancestral perspectives knows a lot more than 1,000 of them. Anyway, we've got lots more healing to go, including a listener question of the day about GERD, G-E-R-D.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, advanced medicine. We do it every week, kicking off the week together with Dr. Rashid Batar. Remember, he's the author, if you're a new listener, of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. It's right behind me in the studio. And appreciate him so very much for his candor and his willingness to stand up and speak the truth and reveal the facts as needed to bring the power to heal back where it belongs. That's with each and every one of you. Before we get to the question of the day, Dr. Batar, we mentioned the issue of aspartame. And it's interesting, there's another story that's come out more science. Not that we need it. I mean, I've been talking about this as of you since the 1990s about how dangerous this additive, these food additives, artificial sweeteners are. But evidently new things are coming to light. They say diet soda's worst fear coming true. Massive study links aspartame to major problems. So evidently there's even more piling on, if you will, and I don't know what the dietitians are going to do at this point, because they're all about no sugar. And of course, you know, if you do sugar, we'd like it in its whole food state, as opposed to the high fructose corn syrup, the genetically engineered refined things, and then the artificials, which even are worse. So more bad news for the chemical companies and the dietitians.
Yeah, and this aspartame thing has been going on for, what, 30 years? I mean, it's got to be at least 30 years, right, or longer?
Yeah, well, remind everybody, I mean, it was a chemical warfare agent on the list at the Pentagon before it was found to be sweet at a certain point in its history, and then they repackaged it as an artificial no-calorie sweetener, and they, you know, tricked Ronald Reagan, you know, G.D. Searle at the time, utilized what was the guy, lizard guy, I forget his name, he was the Secretary of Defense at one point too, but they basically, you know, was on the board of G.D. Searle, and they tricked Reagan into approving, his FDA approving this thing, which was never going to be approved. So they played politics and power games behind the scenes, and since then no food additive or sweetener, artificial or otherwise, has ever had as many complaints. No, nothing has even come close to the amount of disaster that has been to disease, to health, you know, everything that aspartame has been.
And yet they come after things like raw milk or Laetril B17, which is, you know, just nothing but apricot seeds, or salt palmetto berries, or whatever the case is. And, just, you know, it's just at some point people have to kind of start looking at everything. We were talking about this from a politician standpoint. I don't want to get off subject here, but we were talking about it from a political standpoint, and the subject of Clinton came up. You know, here's a person that was a president. He lost his license for lying in a deposition, his practice, license to practice law.
Hillary Clinton, yes.
I'm sorry?
Hillary Clinton, I think, didn't she get caught in some lies as well? It's hard to know. They were both lawyers. He was a Rhodes Scholar,
yeah,
but, I mean, they've taken lying to an art form.
They have, but this is actually talking about Bill Clinton. He lost his license to practice law for lying in a deposition. He evaded the draft by running to Canada, but he said he never evaded the draft. He said he never inhaled marijuana, but he smoked it. He said that he never had sex with that woman. And what do? We reward him by not only making him president once, but twice. So how can, you know, we've got the issue with Hillary Clinton and all those things that are going on with 32,000 emails and blah, blah, blah. So at some point, people have to start opening their own eyes and say, you know, is this really what we're about? You know, Donald Trump, I'm not a big fan of Donald Trump, but everything he's been saying is right on the money. And Donald Trump is, you know, I appreciate him because he's a person that has, again, I'm not trying to say that anybody should vote for Donald Trump, but his comments, he's not sorry for what he says, and I agree with 90% of what he says when he talks about the illegal immigration aspect, and he talks about, you know, he questions certain things. I got a great email, and at the break, I'll send it to you, Robert, so you can read it, because there's a couple points that are so funny, I was dying laughing. But, you know, sometimes the truth is so funny, and we have to, as a nation, as a people, we have to start looking at what our own eyes see, hearing what our own ears are hearing, and not rely upon the mainstream media to try to choke us with the garbage that they spew out and call it investigative reporting or whatever. I mean, short of you, of this show, I don't listen to any news. In fact, when Don, Super Don, brought up two stories that were supposed to do in North Carolina, I had no idea, and I live in freaking North Carolina. So, I mean, that's how detached I am from the news.
Overall is much healthier. Like I said, I feel like it is. I'm duty bound to review these things with Super Don to bring a different perspective on the news. Hopefully, to take out some of the intimidation and fear factor, but also acknowledge the threats when they are real. Like in North Carolina, like this dietetics bill that will attempt to stifle freedom of speech. Of course, if it does pass, it will be challenged, like Steve Cooksey challenged it. It will be found unconstitutional, or else all bets are off, and North Carolina has absolutely lost it. Even though they were right on the issue of religious freedom, protection of your religious freedom to say no to vaccines, which California was not. Which, by the way, you know, this is where you get into the difference between a progressive and a conservative in some degree. Progressives tend to worship, not exclusively, at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism because they've kind of abandoned the religion of their youth and they've replaced it with so-called science, which is not real science. And they say, well, vaccines are good. They're the sacrament in our new church. They won't say it's that way, but that's what's happening. And so they basically abandoned liberty, concepts of freedom, to a police state in California with these mandated vaccines, where there is some level of connection to religion, whether you agree with the religious beliefs of people in North Carolina or not, at least they believe that it is not the role of the government to dictate what religious beliefs are legitimate in terms of vaccination or not.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that, you know, when you put that in, what was the term you used? The Church of...
Pharmaceutical Mysticism.
Yeah, Pharmaceutical Mysticism. I love that. I almost feel like I'm playing Dungeons and Dragons stuff.
Yes, indeed.
It's a nice, vivid picture. No, I completely agree with you, Robert. And I think that North Carolina has had its issues, as most states do. But, you know, specifically Texas and North Carolina, when it comes to infringing upon the public, their thought of what is considered to be appropriate health or wellness regulations and to stifle any doctors or providers that are doing anything outside of the box, outside of their, in order to protect their own fiefdom, you know, I think that those two states have really stood out. North Carolina and Texas have really done a lot to damage the freedom movement, or tried to damage the freedom movement.
Yeah.
But if you start
threatening religion and religious freedom in the South, you know, they're criticized by elitists in the North and progressives on the left coast. Yet on that front, whatever your religious beliefs are, the fact that they hold closely to their freedom to worship as they please and to recognize the state as infringing on those rights, they tend not to relinquish those rights as easily as a progressive would, who thinks, oh my goodness, we're protecting them by forcing them to be subject to these medical interventions, which, as we know, $3 billion has already been paid out through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program because of children who have been injured and killed.
Yeah. Is it $3 billion, you said?
Yeah, it's over $3 billion now. I mean, that's... You know, at a certain point, you know, $100 million there, $100 million there, you know, eventually you get to some real money. And I don't know, it's hard to argue against that. But the moment you bring up that people have been injured in this way,
yes,
and that $3 billion has been paid out, you're smeared,
Robert,
in the mainstream media.
Yeah, but you know, $3 billion isn't that much of a lump sum, because you know, Obamacare's website, that bill is $5 billion so far.
Wow.
To create the website, which doesn't work. So really, $3 billion in the greater scheme of things is not that big. I mean, it's, you know, the website creation was, twice that budget.
Well, and also recognizing that most people, in fact, who have children who are injured by vaccines don't even still know about the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, that they can't sue the vaccine manufacturers if this is on the kid's schedule from CDC, and they have to go through this kangaroo unconstitutional court to get there. Hey, we may talk about some microbial balance and imbalances in the gut in a moment, but I do want to get to, you know, question time from the listening audience.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day. This was to me and you, Dr. Bitar. Steve says, my wife listens to you all the time. I have recently started listening while she is at work. I wonder if he doesn't want to admit that he listens to us now, too. Is that why? I'm waiting for her to go to work, then I'll turn on the show.
It sounds like he's doing this, you know, like crouched behind the refrigerator, listening to the show, eating donuts or something.
Right. Don't tell my wife. She's a big fan, but I can't admit it. Anyway, his question, Steve's question is regarding GERD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and GERD-related premature ventricular contractions. No, that's not something we have to hide the kids to talk about. He says, how can I get it all under control? How can I get it all under control? Thank you, Steve. All right. Well, I see clearly a lot of magnesium and other mineral deficiencies in GERD, and inadequate production of stomach acid, which can also play into premature ventricular contractions. Is he not referencing the heart there?
Absolutely, Robert, and you just nailed it. I don't even have to say anything, but that's I'll just let you finish, and then if there's anything left, I'll ask you to go ahead.
No, I remember you were like the doctor of magnesium in the ER. I remember those stories, which are so great. And I come to this one, and it may be, I mean, granted, there are a lot of complexities and a lot of ailments and illnesses, and there may be other things in this situation, but certainly when you're not producing adequate stomach acid and when you have ventricular contractions that are premature, that's heart, you know, heart contractions, you know there's a magnesium deficiency. And I'm not saying that's the only thing, but, boy, that's the biggest thing you can do.
Well, the first line of drugs in advanced cardiac life support, which is, of course, the doctors take to deal with people that are having chest pain and such, is oxygen. That's the first line of drugs. When I became an instructor 20-plus years ago, magnesium was something that was only considered to be appropriate in torsades. But now magnesium is actually within the first three drugs that you give to a person when they're in cardiac duress.
Mm-hmm.
Now, premature ventricular contractures, PVCs, those are very common. And if they get beyond a certain number, six or eight, within a minute, then it becomes pathological, and then you have to have other things, and they put you on all sorts of treatments and drugs and such. But basically, your question is a very, very good question, and from Steve. So the thing that I want to point out first is that when you're having reflux, and GERD, for those that don't know, GERD stands for gastroesophageal reflux disease. It's essentially a problem where either there's a hiatal hernia or for whatever reason the stomach is not emptying its food rapidly enough and the food sits there and causes reflux, acid reflux. And then people go to the pharmacies and they get the Tums or the Carafate or whatever and coating and you get some
PPI
for a couple of months. But then, but when it goes through that, then it goes into, I think we're coming onto a break, so we'll cut off where we need to. But anyway, the second thing that you go to is then the H2 blockers like Tagum and Zantac. When that doesn't work, then you go to Prilosec and stuff.
So PVIs, All right, when we come back from the break, we'll further go into detail on the GERD question and the related PVC, the ventricular issue, with those contractions. You're listening to Advanced Medicine on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rashid Bittar. RobertScottBell.com for all the links, including the Medical Rewind.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I like this guy that asked us the question of the day. He seems like a cool guy. And his tagline on his email, I won't give it out, but I'll give you the first part of it. Steve B. Jammin. Steve B. Jammin. So he's got a little reggae in him, this Steven. He asked a question about GERD and, of course, some ventricular contraction issues, premature ventricular contractions. And we hit the magnesium thing. You hit the drugs that they're often put on. But there's a little more to the story.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Robert. So thank you for that setup. The point is that when you have insufficient minerals, you're going to end up contributing to the reflux issue. But really, the reflux issue is because, for whatever reason, whether it's mechanical, whether it's lack of digestive, the solution is very simple. That's to give the person some more digestive enzyme, some more hydrochloric acid. You can get a good quality digestive enzyme from any health food store, and some are better than others. But bottom line is, if you can help to digest that food, you're going to pass that food through the stomach more efficiently. The food's not going to sit inside the stomach and ferment, and it's not going to reflux up past the esophageal, gastroesophageal,
the valve.
The valve, right, exactly. Yeah. So the problem is when it regurgitates back beyond that valve, it actually then causes that sensation of the burning that we call heartburn. And You may have that, you may not have that, you may just have that fullness in your abdomen, in your upper abdomen. So just by simply adding some digestive enzymes, you're going to help digest that food and help it pass through the body. This is something that people start experiencing as they get older, or if you're obese, you can end up having that because if you have a hiatal hernia, push up. But certainly as we get older, we become hypocohydric. So that's part of it. But here's the other issue. When the food is sitting there, remember that the entire body's process of digestion requires a lot of blood flow to that area. So you divert blood from other parts of the body. So you have a parasympathetic response, which is relaxed, which you have experienced after Thanksgiving meal when you're watching the football game, your eyes dilate, you kind of sit there, and you're just like you're just basking in the couch. Versus when you have a sympathetic drive, which is when a dog's chasing you or you're scared for your life and you can't even believe that you can fly up a tree in 5 seconds flat. That's a mimetic drive. So you have the sympathetic versus the parasympathetic. Now, when you have food in your stomach that's sitting there that hasn't digested, the blood's coming to that area. It's diverting the blood supply from everywhere, including the heart. So now you put more duress on the heart. Mm-hmm. And the heart that's already irritable because it doesn't have enough magnesium becomes more irritable, and you can start having more premature ventricular contractions, the PVCs. So really, the two simple things, of course, we can't say what you should do because we're on the radio and you're not my patient or Robert's patient, so the FDA, if you're hearing, or anybody else, we're not prescribing a treatment here. However, if you were or somebody like you were to come to my clinic with a similar type of history, the two simple solutions that I would start before anything else would be by putting a person on digestive enzymes and a magnesium calcium supplement. Actually, it's a multivitamin, or you could just go to magnesium, but remember, you should go magnesium calcium in a 2-to-1 ratio, calcium to magnesium. But if for nothing else, just starting a magnesium supplement and digestive enzymes, and within 3 to 5 days, I would expect the person to say, hey, wait a second, I feel different. That's what I would do if somebody came to me with that type of history.
Yeah, very simple. And, you know, similar to what I would do, I'd throw, you know, some homeopathic remedies that address digestion. Also, when I was coming out of this, because that was my history, Tums, Rolaids, Alka-Seltzer, all those things before all the fancy drugs came out, I went organic and I started improving. And then if I strayed from that in initial days learning about it, I would have the symptoms back. So it can also be a response to toxins in the food that the body is starting to learn to reject. So quality of food again.
Absolutely, Rob. That's a very good point. In fact, it's not even so much rejection. It's that certain foods tax the system because they're harder to digest.
Yeah.
If they are toxic, then they're actually, it's a more of a stress on the body trying to deal with the stuff that is either one, not digestible, or synthetic, or it's toxic, as you said.
Yeah. Well, to lighten it up a bit, experts are now saying they devised a formula not to cure GERD, but to crack Agatha Christie's murder mystery. Super Don, we're almost out of time here. I don't know if you can encapsulate this in 10 seconds.
Stupid.
Okay. That's it. Right to the point. Well done. So if you want to read about that, we could enjoy an Agatha Christie play, certainly, but I don't care about scientists proving that they can crack the code before the end of the play. Let's just enjoy the play.
Because that's they've already cured cancer and had nothing left to do.
Right. Well, if you want to reverse cancer, well, talk to Dr. Bittar. Anyway, Dr. Bittar, great, great hour. Thank you, Super Don, for covering for me at the beginning.
Thank you, guys.
You betcha.
All right. Thanks also to Liam Sheff. Thank you to Patrick Godin. The Bees. Save the Bees. SaveBeesFlorida.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more powerful healing because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.